Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC here on this Monday evening. Joining us on the line now is the head boys cross country coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Coach Ben Demuth joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. As we take a look here at your squad, obviously, at least from your top five a year ago, you lose who was your number one runner in Drake Whelan. He had a very very good, very solid career at Eagle Grove. But behind him, you got a nice mix of veterans and youth below him, at least in the top five athletes such as Zabdi Castro, Noah Thull, Felix Gonzalez, Dylan Beck, were at least the rest of your top five a season ago. And coming into the season, at least through the first couple weeks of practice, what have you seen from this group that is looking to lead your program here in 2023?
Yeah, we, you know, it's hard to replace a kid like Drake who qualifies for state 3 years for us, mm-hmm. and is kind of a leader over the last couple of years. But Noah Tool has really stepped up and done a really good job for us. This is his senior year, and he wants to, you know, kind of go out with a little bit of a bang. And Zabdi has been running really well for us in the preseason, and Dylan's kind of starting to round himself into form a little bit, and we've got you know, Felix Gonzalez kind of has a little bit of an injury right now that we're working through, but for preseason running, but he's been getting better and stronger each day, and got a couple young freshmen that I think can step up. One being Hunter Waldo Martinez. I think he's going to make a little bit of a noise for us this year. And another one in the name of Tony Vasquez, who has looked really good throughout the summer and first week of practice. So we're excited to see what we've got with our younger guys, seeing if they can step up and be a part of the team for us at the varsity level.
And taking a look at your schedule to open up the season, you guys hit the ground running next week. You have a meet on a Thursday, I believe, with the Iowa Falls Alden and AGWSR. You guys will follow that up with a meet coming up the following week. The week following, you're at the Lynx invite here in Webster City, and then follow that up with the Belmont Clemmy Invitational. So a lot of familiar faces is what you guys will see, at least in the first few meets that you guys have. And what is it like to get that familiarity with the opposing teams that you'll see quite a bit here throughout the season this early in the year? And how are the kids ready to compete, at least early on, and what's their feeling about how they feel about at least competition early on in the season?
I think they're excited about it. You know, that's one thing about our schedule. We run against a lot of the similar teams from week in, week out, and I kind of like it that way because it allows us to measure our progress as we go through the week and so forth from week to week, and getting better for the next meet. And the thing is, the guys know who we're running against. They know the courses, because we've been running on those courses for several years now that I've been the coach, and you know, they're comfortable with it. I guess it creates a little bit of a comfort level for them. You know, the meet with Iowa Falls is over at Maines Grove in Southampton, and it's a great cross country course. And then we come to the Lynx meet, and we really enjoy running that one as well. And you know, Belmont's a nice course to run on, so the guys, it starts us off kind of nice and easy to get our feet wet, if you will, for the season. We know the competition's going to be tough. We know we're going to be running against some bigger schools that are of quality, and then we've got some smaller schools that have some really good individuals and overall quality as well that we can measure where we're at and so forth. So the guys are excited about it. They're interested to see what we can do this year for the program.
And finally, you know, in the early part of the season, it's always something coaches talk about making progress, you know, day in and day out. But, you know, with this group you have coming in this year, what kind of progress are you looking for, at least in the early going? Are you looking for more physical progress or more mental progress as we're going through the early portion of the season?
We've really kind of been trying to focus on the mental side of things the first week and a half of practice so far. Just really kind of, you know, the physical will come. We know that that's going to develop over the course of the season. But it's being able to be mentally prepared, being able to put your foot on that line and know, hey, I can go out there and compete. You know, I've got a 5K I got to run, and I can go out and run with these guys. And talk to them a lot about it. It's a mental sport. It really is, you know. And you got to be able to think about where and what you need to be doing, where you're at in the race and so forth. So that's kind of what our focus has been so far.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again down the road here this fall.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Ben Demuth, the head boys cross-country coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on Coach Speak. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.